Chapter 3. Green Behavior. How to Recognize a Green. The green person is the most common. The easiest way to explain a green is to say that he's the average of all the other colors, but this isn't something negative. Reds are stressed by their need to perform. Yellows are creative fun lovers. Blues are perfectionists. Calm and relaxed, greens balance these other more extreme behaviors. Not everyone can or should be extreme, or we would never get anything done. If everyone were a leader, there would be no one left to be led. If everyone were an enthusiastic performer, there would be no one to amuse. If everyone were focused on details, there wouldn't be anything to keep in order. Greens aren't as noticeable as others, and they often bring peace to a situation. Where reds and yellows start fast, greens are much calmer. Where blues get caught up in details, greens try to feel their way to what is right. If you have a green friend, he'll never forget your birthday. He'll be happy when you succeed, and he won't try to take all the attention with his own stories. He won't try to do better than you, and he won't ask too much of you. He'll never see you as competition, and he won't tell you what to do unless he has been told to. You can't ignore the fact that greens are more passive than others. They're not as determined as reds, not as resourceful as yellows, and not as organized as blues. This describes most people. For this very reason, they're easy to deal with. They let you be yourself. They don't demand much, and they don't cause problems unless they need to. Green children are usually described as little angels. They eat, sleep, and do their homework when they're supposed to. Greens won't offend people if they can avoid it. They won't react if the boss makes a strange decision. At least, not to his face. They usually try to adapt, which makes them more balanced people. They're perfect at calming down confused yellows, for example. And they're excellent at bringing warmth to blues, who can sometimes be cold. A green is usually very understanding of other people's strange behavior. Is the picture becoming clearer? Greens are the people you might not think about. Most of us, that is. Some basic facts. Green people are kind. You can expect them to help you when you need it. They'll always do everything within their power to save the relationship they have with you. It's often said that greens are the best listeners. A green will always be more interested in you than in himself. If he were interested in himself, he would never show it. You often find greens working in jobs where they help others, without thinking about getting anything themselves. They're also good team players, and they'll always take care of anybody who is sick or weak. They'll always help a friend in need, and you can call them at any time. They always offer a shoulder to cry on. They're not good with change, but if you can explain the need for change and give them enough time, even a green is ready to try new things. A green will remind you that you always know what you have, but you never know what you might get. The best friend in the world. Greens are naturally friendly people. You can trust them when they tell you that they really care about you. Just like yellows, relationships are important to greens, and their interest in others is real. If you ask a group of people if anyone can help, and nobody offers, a green will jump in and shout, "Choose me!" Why? Because he didn't want to leave you in difficulty. A green will even help people he doesn't really like much, just to avoid trouble. He thinks well of most people and is confident in others' abilities. Sometimes this ends badly, but normally that's the fault of the other person, not the green himself. He's so kind that sometimes others can use this in a selfish way. He does what he says he will. If a green says that he'll do something, he'll do it if he can. He may not be the quickest, but he won't want to disappoint you or cause you any trouble. For a green, the team, company, group, football team, or family come before himself. It's natural for him to look after everyone else. Everyone works well with greens. In some situations, it's simply because greens don't like conflict. Mostly, however, it's because they want to make those around them happy. The desire to please others is like a driving force for greens. It comes naturally and requires no effort. This generous nature helps lower the stress of those around them. We don't want any unpleasant surprises. Some organizations need employees they can depend on. Not creative and clever people, but people who understand the job and do it. So, they employ greens. They're stable and will do the job well. They don't have problems taking orders, as long as the orders are delivered in the right way. Greens enjoy stability and a certain predictability at work, at home, with the family, everywhere. When there's trouble, we'll see all kinds of interesting behavior in a group. Reds, who never listen to the whole message, just rush off to do what they believe needs to be done. Unless, of course, they're busy shouting at the management because they don't agree with their decisions. Yellows start wild discussions and give everyone their opinion on what happened. Blues will sit at their desks and begin the paperwork, thinking of 500,000 questions that no one knows the answers to yet. Greens? They'll just talk quietly to themselves. If the management has avoided putting them seriously at risk, they'll carry on without complaining. There's no point worrying about it. They might as well keep doing what they were before. They're great at keeping calm and carrying on. You'll always know how a green will respond to some questions because he doesn't change his opinion very often. This isn't the case with yellows. They don't know how they're going to react to different situations. Exciting, sure, but it's very tiring for those around them. With greens, however, you don't need to worry. Who? Me? I'm not important. Team before myself is a basic truth for a green, and it shouldn't be challenged too strongly. The working group, the team, the club, and the family, all these are important for a green. He often ignores his own needs if the group gets what it needs. You may think that groups are made of people, and if each person is happy, the group will be. This might happen, but then the focus is on each member rather than the group. The way a green sees it, if the group feels good, every member also feels good. Here, the green's kindness becomes obvious. He always thinks of those around him. This is partly the reason why it's difficult to get a straight answer from a green. He's always trying to please everyone else. Everyone else is more important than him. A green never asks for anything. I know exactly what you mean. They say greens are introverts, so they don't talk for no reason. When you're quieter than those around you, it's natural that you listen. And greens will listen. They're interested in you and your ideas. Unlike reds, who only listen when there's something to be gained from it, or yellows, who usually don't listen at all, although they say they do, greens hear what you're saying. They've a good ear for human problems. They understand what you've told them. This doesn't mean that they agree with you, but they're good listeners. One idea that people often have is that reds, and yellows in particular, must be good at selling. This is true, for sure, but what about greens? We always teach people to talk less and listen more when they're selling, which greens already do quite naturally. Conclusions on green behavior. Do you have any greens in your family? Highly likely. Gandhi, Michelle Obama, and Jimmy Carter are people with green characteristics. And yes, Jesus. There's a guy who knew how to help others.